Hi, I'm Jerry Cox with Family Council in Little Rock. There's a lot of controversy over religious beliefs of our past presidents. Why is that? Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. The first is that ungodly historians would prefer to think of our leaders as ungodly, so they work to portray them that way. But I think another reason may be that we forget the men from our history books were human beings and underwent the same processes of growing and maturing that we all do through the years. Take Abraham Lincoln, for instance. He once told a minister that he did not become a Christian until he visited the battlefield at Gettysburg in 1863. That was 2.5 years into his presidency. If you read Lincoln's own writings, you can see a definite progression. His words were less overtly Christian near the beginning of his presidency, but became more overtly Christian the longer he was in office. He clearly believed in God and good morality, but he was in the process of becoming a devout Christian. With that in mind, it would be easy for a historian who wants to make Lincoln out to be a non-Christian to focus on the years before he became one. When pinpointing what our founders and leaders really believe, it's best to look at the whole scope of their lives and what they repeatedly stood for.